name was Harry Anslinger. And this lie started with probably one of the most listened to and understood and amusing lies in the 20th century. Sam, go ahead and play that little clip for me.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case.
If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will as he takes the first step toward enslavement.
Of course, if you're afraid.
Reaper, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide, and the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity.
Well, before it's too late, let's do something. That was how the United States was stampeded into what I consider probably one of the most foul conspiracies on the United States. Mr. Anslinger was the Commissioner of Narcotics, Bureau of Narcotics, Department of the Treasuries in 1937, and he said to the chairman of an investigation committee that he said, "Mr. Chairman, my name's A.H. Anslinger. I'm Commissioner of Narcotics in the Bureau of Narcotics in the Department of Treasury." He said, "Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of Ways and Means Committee, this traffic in marijuana is increasing to such an extent that it has become to be cause for great national concern. This drug is old as civilization itself." There's a little truth right there. Homer wrote about it as a drug that made me forget their home, made men forget their homes, and that turned them into swine. He said that the plant which the drugs come from is a hardy annual growing between 3 and 16 feet. That probably encompasses all of it. Marijuana is the same as Indian hemp, hashish. It is sometimes cultivated in backyards. Over here in Maryland, some of it's been found. And last fall, we discovered 3 acres of it in the Southwest. Well, that really seems pretty interesting. As I say, marijuana is the same as Indian hemp and is sometimes found as a residual weed and sometimes as the result of a dissemination of birdseed. It's known as cannabis americana or cannabis sativa. Marijuana is the Mexican term for cannabis indica. We seem to have adopted the Mexican terminology, and we call it marijuana, which means good feelings. In the underworld, it is referred to by such colorful and colloquial names as reefer, muggles, Indian hay, hot hay, and weed. You know, Mr. Anslinger left a couple of nuggets of truth in there, because in 1937, this stuff was hay. This stuff was Indian hay. In a recent article that Jim Strang from Green Acres sent me, he said, this is a reprint from an article. It says, "The reason why cannabinoids appear to cure so many illnesses is because prior to the prohibition, they were part of the human food chain. Dairy cows ate feral hemp, which was rich in CBD, and passed the CBD to humans through their milk. Pigs, chickens, and other livestock were also fed hemp, and the CBDs were in their meat and in their eggs. Beginning in 1937, the government eradicated all forms of feral and cultivated hemp, thus eliminating CBD from the human diet, of which it had been part since prehistorical times. The rest of the story? 80 years of human suffering and misery, untold millions of needless deaths, all caused by prohibitionists who supported outlawing hemp for one reason, and one reason only, because they were told to. Today, it's like Mark Twain said, it's a lot of work to bust these lies apart, but we need to bring on some heavy hitters on this. Today, I'm welcoming a lead lab technician for Greenhouse Grow Systems in Colorado, Mackenzie Keller. Mackenzie, are you on the line there?
I am, Fred. I'm here.
Well, you know, I spoke with you a few days ago, and I had told you about this theory that CBD had been in our food system for quite a while, and a lot of people are surprised to understand that, or to believe that this might be a reality. And the more you think about it, even Ansler used these colloquialisms as hot hay, because they were hay. They were hay for thousands of years in our food system, and then the removal of this, it could possibly be something like that. But I think what I'd like to address for you is some of these more recent developments. And one thing that I'd like to point out is that in 2003, there was a patent applied for and granted for medicinal marijuana, which counters the Schedule I directive that it has no medical application. What do you think about that, Mackenzie?
I think that it's definitely contradicting that they have it as a Schedule I drug and then go kind of behind everybody's back and get a patent for it. Seems like maybe they're looking towards a different future here with cannabis. And I've noticed that in the industry that they stay very interested, like the DEA and other departments like that. They tend to always want to get their hand in a honeypot, maybe, and the pharmaceutical industry especially would like to get their hand on a pharmaceutical if it became available, right? And put something like that on the market. And they've definitely created this patent, and I did do a little bit of reading on it, and they're calling it a neuroprotectant and a cardioprotectant, and saying that it does have the possibility to help people, maybe if you suffer some sort of like a stroke, that it could possibly help protect and prevent brain damage associated with such attacks.
That seems to make sense, because I've been doing some research on my own. It seems to work similar to a lot of the autoimmune system inhibitors, and with the way it, I think, reroutes the synapse. But you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm sure you probably have some ideas too. And you're not a doctor; you're a technician. But you've been
exactly.
seeing a lot of of different strains, a lot of experimentation with these, I guess, strains of cannabinoids, most people really don't understand how many different applications and different combinations, strains, and different ways that the cannabinoids work. The other day, you were telling me that an aged CBD could convert to CBN, and that struck me as really is somehow interesting, because I believe that tells something about the use of it there at all. Can you tell me some more about that?
Sure. Basically, CBN has somewhat of a sedative effect, and it actually, there's a lot of studying going on right now currently looking at how CBN is used in our body, and it's a non-psychoactive cannabinoid. So it's, or possibly very mild psychoactive. They haven't completely ruled it out as psychoactive, but they are considering it pretty much non-psychoactive, unlike THC, which would be a psychoactive cannabinoid. So they're looking at CBN as very similar to even taking a mild sedative, but, it, you know, it doesn't have any addictive effects or anything like that. And it, they say it's similar to, like, very, very small dosage, like a 2.5 milligrams is the same as taking like 5 to 10 milligrams of like a diazepam. And those it helps people sleep and things like that. And it's synergistic with both CBD and THC for inducing sleep and other things. And it does, it is a byproduct of degrading THC and CBD, but there is another route that it can be converted from CBGA. And that, so it's also not just, you know, a degraded product, but it is an important cannabinoid to look at, as well as many others like CBD, which is what I focus on. But I believe that we need to look in all of these for individual uses for many disorders and, you know, things like Alzheimer's, because that would be a great, you know, CBD would be a great neuroprotectant for something like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. And we're seeing a lot of success with people with seizures. There's a strain out there that, you know, this might be something that people aren't very familiar have heard about, Charlotte's Web. It's a strain of hemp, but it has mainly CBD and not THC, which is what people usually, you know, they talk about the reefer madness, which is really more associated with THC and getting high, when there's so many more cannabinoids we need to be studying. We, you know, we really need to focus on those non-psychoactives like the CBN and the CBD.
Well, there are, how many cannabinoids are there in marijuana or in hemp?
Well, I mean, there's over 140 known right now, but we are finding more all the time.
Man, we're way behind the curve on that. That's for sure. You know, the patent that was granted, I think lists some really interesting leads for development, for users, or at least some direction for users. And I tried to read the patent, and I wasn't really particularly good at some of the technical applications for it, but it did say that that cannabis is found to have antioxidant properties unrelated to the NMDA receptor antagonism. And my research says that that's the same kind of receptors that heroin and OxyContin are aiming at. And it says that cannabinoids don't really use those receptors, and that's what makes it such a good application for some of these afflictions, because you can use massive doses of it and there's no side effects. The
right, you're not going to have that overdose potential.
Right, it said that. Also in the patent, it said that it was what was the word they use? Prophylactics. In other words, it could protect you from cancer. Is that, have you seen very much of any talk about that?
There is some talk about it. I mean, no one will confirm anything. And again, you know, until they start doing clinical studies and things like that, when you have something that's federally illegal, it's rather hard to do clinical studies on something. But they are saying that there is some repression of tumor growth associated with cannabinoids.
I know.
So
that,
I find that to be a pretty important factor. And, you know, when we think about chemotherapy and how ill it makes those patients, you know, finding any alternative would be ideal.
I know that you've probably gone to YouTube and seen a lot of the YouTube, I guess, shows about cancer cures by THC or CBD. How are people in Colorado embracing this? Do you see a lot of MDs that are using a combination of these cannabinoids for different kinds of treatment, or would you come across that?
Unfortunately, I can't say that many MDs are necessarily prescribing it. I would say that many people come to Colorado seeking their own treatment from their own you know, education and knowledge that they've found, and they've lived in states where it wasn't available, and they've gotten to that point where they have no other choice. There is no solution for them. They've been told they have no option, you know, and that they have 6 months or a year to live, and then they come to Colorado. And I have heard of success stories. I don't personally know anyone, but there have been many, you know, you hear about people taking CBD oil, just ingesting it orally daily, and it helping them, you know, with their symptoms. And then some people have actually said they've, you know, fought off their cancer and survived. And I think that we need to study those cases. And I think that we need to, you know, like I said, get clinical trials going that will prove and, you know, show if this is true or not. Because right now it doesn't seem that we have a lot of that going on. It's, you know, case by case, and it's personal. People just taking their medical care into their own hands and coming to Colorado and getting access to the medication and treating themselves the best that they can from what they find, you know, that someone else did that worked for them. But I wish I saw more doctors doing that. And I know there are some that are supportive of their patients doing it, but they're not necessarily prescribing it themselves.
Well, most of the time that I've seen doctors that they won't actually recommend it, but they don't protest it. Right. They say, right. Well, we've tried everything we have, so you might as well try that. That's normally how people come to using medical marijuana, is they've tried everything else. Or if they're using it for pain mitigation, people are tired of the side effects of most of the pain medications that people have to deal with from the pharmaceuticals. Marijuana, absolutely, for the most part, as a pain relief, doesn't seem to have any side effects at all.
Where I'm really a huge advocate for it is for pain relief and for the seizures. I've seen a lot of that, but the pain relief is huge. I've personally used it in my life, and working for a company that produces CBD, you know, a greenhouse growing system, we have a product on the shelf, which is Pure Hemp Botanicals, and it's a CBD product only with 0.3 or below THC, so it's just a hemp product. And I've used that for my knee, and I blew out my ACL, had a major skiing accident, and I've had a lot of pain and soreness because they repaired my ACL. And if any of you have had knee surgery, you know how it kind of pains you forever. It's really helped me, you know, function again. And I see that a lot, especially with elderly populations. You know, there's a lot of people with knee replacements and achy joints out there, and that's what's really helping people.
Mackenzie, we've got to take a small break here for a minute. Could you hold on? We'll be right back. This is Captain Fred, sure, RBM. Man.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with Veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Com. Food storage you'll love to...
Public Broadcasting Network. This is Saturday, December the 17th. We have Mackenzie Keller from Greenhouse Grow Systems with us today. And, you know, Harry Anslinger, the gentleman in 1937 that convinced Congress to throw out hemp out of the existence of our lives for the last 80 years ago, he generated some technical information, and in 1937, he used the doctor, I think it's James Bouquet, his cannabis intoxication study, which was dated back in 1927, and he even says in his article that first the experiments deal only with a few subjects of high intellectual level, who are members of an advanced civilization. And he says, it doesn't take into account those of the masses or the low class addicts. You know, I kept looking at this, and then I buzzed on another of this J. Bouquet's use, and it happened to be 1951 UN. I guess it was the UN, United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, and they used the same report in 1951. Why? I guess other than greed and manipulation of this resource for humanity for profit. I mean, how can thinking individuals continue to be so swayed by something that's so obviously a lie? And how can we, as users and people that promote this, how can we start showing and start demonstrating that this isn't just a fad or an argument for recreational? How can we do this? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just thinking, I really think people you have to really take your education into your own hands. You have to read things for yourself and find out that this is really benefiting people and harming nearly no one. You know, no one has died from cannabis use. I mean, as I guess they did say in the Reefer Madness video, though, there was murder and suicide, but I think that those are...
outright lies. Those outright lies is what they are.
They're flat out lies with those roots in hell, as they said. And those are just things that they, you know, created two generations ago, so it would become taboo and we would spend our money in other things, on oil and pharmaceuticals, and not go to natural product, which just seems like the right thing to do because we are part of nature. So maybe we should just look to nature for more of our solutions. And I'm much more comfortable using a plant extract than an opioid that I have potential on getting addicted with, you know?
And aren't we all?
Yeah, exactly. And you see a lot of opioid abuse, and I come from a place where I saw a lot of that, and I wanted to get away from it, and I want to find a solution for people to get away from it. And the more we use it for different illnesses and experiment with cannabis use for different illnesses and document those things working, people will see the benefit over time. You know, as you know, before you know it, everyone will see someone that has benefited and start to understand that it is not this reaper madness, this horrible plant from hell. That is not what cannabis is.
Right.
And
well, let's do this. Let's do this then. Let's start showing what cannabis actually is. Now, in the company you work for, Greenhouse Grow Systems, they offer a lot of services. How many of these services can individuals that listen to this program take advantage of?
But I mean,
maybe
many,
we'll,
Mackenzie,
why don't you save this answer until we come back from this next break? We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. We have Mackenzie Keller of Greenhouse Grow Systems. Mackenzie, I, before the break, I asked you what can you help? How can you help people that live all over the United States, and how can you help people in Colorado too?
Well, we do offer a CBD product. We do have a line on the shelf, so it is available, and I do believe we are shipping all over the nation right now. You can get on our website and purchase, like, oil and capsules, tinctures, you know, vaporizers, because a lot of people like to, you know, vaporize CBD to get, you know, instant relief. That works for a lot of people with, you know, headaches and things like that. And a lot of people, like my grandfather, actually, who has neuropathy, is using things like the capsules to help benefit him, you know, and work on that pain in his legs. So we offer those things on our Pure Hemp Botanicals website, and, you know, you can purchase them. And right now we are still shipping nationwide, but I know some people are concerned, especially with the new DEA note that was recently released. I'm sure you heard about that.
No, I'm not sure I did. What was it?
Oh, the DEA had recently released something that they're trying to basically, there wasn't a real fine definition if CBD was considered like a Schedule One or not, and they're trying to say it is, but people are fighting against that right now. Yeah.
Well, how ridiculous can it get? I mean,
well, it's because it's getting too big and they want to shut it down because the people obviously have made their choice and they don't like it because that's going to lose revenue for them.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's been part of my policy on this show not to spend too much time giving any kind of aid to the meme of the mainstream media. And I think that probably talking about how it's been, the support has been taceted by, I guess, by fear more than anything else. People are afraid that they'll be prosecuted. In the United States, because of drug testing, it's you better obey or you'll starve to death because you'll lose your job.
Unfortunately, you know, that's how it is.
Well, see, now that's something that I want to make clear, too, because you test to make sure that the THC level is below that, that percentage level. 0.3%. And how much of that would you have to consume to get high?
Well, I would say a lot. most marijuana strains of cannabis are between 10 to some of the high hitters at like the Cannabis Cup are hitting 32% THC.
You mentioned to me the other day that there were some new strains that are claiming 40%, and that's just incredible.
Yeah, those are just claims, though. I know that the highest that they've actually, you know, gone to the lab and certified the lab, they said it were around 32. I actually looked it up last night. It's 32.1, and that was at the Denver Cup this year, actually. But that is the highest one where they've actually gone to the lab, certified that that test was correct. But there are claims of 40, but those labs have not been certified.
In California, well, they just passed the recreational marijuana in California. And, you know, in California, I'm not really sure that testing with medical had been mandatory. And it's the same in Colorado. There were no mandatory testing for medical marijuana until they legalized recreational, and now recreational has to be tested for what it has in it, whereas the medical doesn't, and it's kind of a contradiction in terms. And I think that you had mentioned some things about some of the conflicts of some of the laws, and in the United States, the House passed a law, it was a farm bill, and in the farm bill of 2014, I think it said that we could ship hemp across state lines for experimental purposes. Are you able to do that?
Yes, we do ship hemp across state lines, and that's a very gray area, and I honestly don't know a lot about it because I don't ship or deal with any of those types of things, but I have heard that they say technically if you're shipping for research or educational reasons, it's okay. But I've also heard some people saying that, you know, depending on the state you live in, you can purchase, you know, hemp products for personal use as well and without breaking the law. But you would have to look into your state law and importing it into your state because it does vary state by state.
But the CBD right now, you're shipping CBD to all states right now then, right?
I believe so. Through our website, we are.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I think it was Jim with Green Acres was telling me that some of the trucking companies had been concerned about using CBD because I guess the long hours of sitting in a truck kind of adds to neuropathy, and the CBD is a... It seems to be helping with that for most of the truck drivers. And so people that are listening to this that are looking for some ways to help with their neuropathy, with their pain, might want to try some of this stuff out. What I've had some people that say they bought CBD from one source or the other, and they said that they really didn't notice any difference. And a friend of mine bought some CBD from a California supplier. It was shipped to him, and he says that he couldn't really tell that it did much. And I was I looked at it, and they were claiming that a CBD dose was 15 milligrams. That's not very much. I know that the hemp oil that I'm using right now is 3.411, and isn't that 34 milligrams per gram?
3.411, does that have like units or anything on the bottle? Does it just say 3.411?
No, it's 3.41% CBD. In a gram. So
well,
that would be 30.
See, this is where labeling gets a little confusing because I get this question a lot working in a lab that people are like, I don't understand these results. I can't read this bottle. And my thing is I would really like to see more consistency with labeling because that's a lot of the problem too. And a lot of people report the acidic when, you know, it's something like if you're going to heat it, you need to not look at the acidic. You like the acidic, I'm talking CBDA or THCA, and you'll see things labeled with those a lot, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to the consumer, or sometimes they'll label products right next to each other differently, and they'll just say CBDA total, but this next bottle says CBD total, and then people don't understand. And a good conversion factor, too, if you guys ever see CBDA, is that once that's converted, which means, And another thing to point out is if you see CBDA only on the product, It must be heated or it will not pass the blood-brain barrier. It needs to be decarboxylated. So CBDA is not very active in your body. So you need to decarboxylate it. So make sure if you are taking something orally and you're not heating it, that it is CBD and not CBDA.
So CBD is not
really
is CBD is crystal coated the same as THC?
Sorry, is it what the same?
It's what is it? A crystal coating? A crystallized coating is the acid, isn't it?
CBD. Not exactly. It's a carboxylic acid. So it's a COOH group, and that's it's like an R group on top on the main molecule, and that's just you remove it by heat, and a lot of people will see like oil bubbling when they're heating it, and that's decarboxylation, and that also occurs when if people ever cook. Make, you know, some homemade marijuana brownies, it's not going to work very well if you just put the flour in there. You have to decarboxylate it to make it active THC. That's the same thing with CBD.
Huh.
And it's 88% of CBDA that becomes CBD. So people like to label their product with the amount of CBDA that it has because that's, you know, a lot higher than actually what it has as far as CBD, because it's only 88% of the CBDA that is created from, you know, when you decarboxylate it. So you'll see that a lot with THC products as well, because they'll put a flower on the shelf that says that it's, you know, 20% THCA, but actually it's only 88% of that will be converted to THC that's useful in your body.
That's interesting. Your website says that you have two strains of high CBD that you're using, the Auto 2 and Cherry X Auto 2. What's the difference in those?
They have a little bit of a different terpene profile, which a lot of people find terpenes have different medicinal values. There's another thing to study with cannabis, terpenes. But we do see a little bit more... size with the autos, like just for yield, if people are wanting to use, you know, if they're picking out clones, that's important factors to look at what phenotype, because they grow a little bit differently. But I think the main difference when you just compare their flowers is the terpene profile. And cherry has a very cherry kind of fruity smell to it, and the auto has more of a, I wouldn't call it musky, but just a very, just a different, it's not fruity necessarily. But the cherry, you can tell right away. You're like, ooh, fruity. And it does smell very nice. Everybody really likes it.
Earlier, you had mentioned that most people recognize the name Charlotte's Web. Now, Charlotte's Web is a trade name or a branded CBD strain, and a lot of people in Colorado have said that that's part of another strain. Which strain would that be?
It's known as R4.
R4.
Mm-hmm. That's it's unknown name, basically. It's non-trademark. That's just more of its genetic or phenotype, if you will.
How many different varieties of hemp is there growing now in Colorado, do you think?
That's kind of hard to say, because there's a lot of different strains going on, because there's kind of different, you know, niche markets. There's kind of the fiber market, there's the CBD market, and then there's kind of the grain, you know, animal feed market as well. So all different areas are kind of trying to get different strains nailed, you know, dialed in for their particular purpose. In our facility probably have over 50 different phenotypes, and then I have many more phenotypes and seeds that I'm actually working through right now to look for high CBD strains. You know, people are breeding all the time, and every time they do that, especially if they're in an open field, you get, you know, thousands, if not millions of different phenotypes every time you have an open field pollination. But they are trying to nail down certain strains, and they are working with the CDA to get seeds certified. Some people are, but most of those so far that I've seen are seem to be fiber strains, not CBD strains.
The only thing obvious to me is that there's so much research that's been left behind over the last 80 years that we're way behind the curve on this thing. You know, Mackenzie, this show's only 1 hour, and if you'd like to take a call, I think we can take a caller here. How about it? You want to try that?
Sure.
Let's take Eugene from Oregon. I mean, from Ohio. Eugene, are you on the air?
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Eugene. What's going on today? We've got Mackenzie on the line here, and have you got a question for her?
Yeah, yes, I'd like to ask the young lady a question there. When I tuned into your program, I was just at where she was talking about neuropathy and her uncle or her granddad, and that he was taking something there to help relieve that, and I didn't get to catch that part.
Oh, sure. Yes, my grandfather's taking CBD capsules, so it's just CBD, pure CBD mixed with coconut oil in a capsule. Our company does sell them on our website at purehempbotanicals.com. That's a reliable CBD source. But if you do choose to buy from anywhere else, ask for a test result, like a lab report if you can. And if it's what I like to call a C of A, a certificate of analysis. And that's really important for all of you buyers out there to really just ask for a certificate of analysis. And if they're not willing to provide you with one, don't buy their product.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good to know that we can come to your website there and order what we need there. I always wanted to ask you another question. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and how will the CBD capsules or whatever else it comes in, how would that be used to reduce my overall glucose numbers, to lower my glucose?
I'm not really sure that's something that you can answer there, Mackenzie, but
yeah,
I'm sure there are people that probably could. Like, I think one program I recommended calling the marijuanadoctors.com and maybe consulting with an MD doctor. But there's so much research that needs to be done to bring everybody up to speed to what effects these cannabinoids have. That's the reason why there's so little, I guess, of good record of applications on it. You know,
I would say that someone that's diabetic that maybe suffers with numbness in their legs, if they're diabetic.
Oh, it's in my feet. I got it in my feet so bad, and in my toes.
I would think it
there.
Would help relieve those, that issue. You know, it would help with at least the pain and maybe, you know, regaining some feeling. I would be curious to see if it would help that.
Well, I've been taking black seed oil. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not.
And I've been taking it now on for almost a month now, and still giving it a chance. But from what I've been reading about the black seed oil, it's been in use since time millennial.
I'll have to look into that. I've not heard about it.
And yeah, I've been taking that, but I don't really see my numbers going down. But I could feel I have more energy. But I need something for that neuropathy in my feet there. And I heard you talking about that. I wanted to find out what it was that you was talking about there to help relieve your grandpa's neuropathy pain. So,
well, he won't admit it helped him, but my grandma says that he quit complaining about his feet so much. So I think it's helping.
Well, you know, I've got a friend that I've turned on to CBD, and it has been very effective for his neuropathy. But here's the music again. If you'd like to hold on for a minute, we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. This is Captain Fred and Mackenzie with Greenhouse Grow Systems.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. We have Mackenzie from Greenhouse Grow Systems with us. Mackenzie, is it legal to ship potted hemp plants across state borders of Colorado? Can people grow their own? Can you ship seeds?
I'm not sure about the legality of that, but I do think we, at some point, there were some clones sent to Oregon. I'm not sure. I think with the new DEA ruling, I'm not sure how comfortable people might be doing that at the current moment, but I think in the past it was, but we'll see this clone season how it goes.
Yeah, you know, they're going to try to.
We can.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
I was just saying, in Colorado, though, the clone program is thriving, but across state lines, I would ask your local state representative.
Yeah, I was looking at their website, and it seems like an order of 100,000 plants is pretty common order. Is that indicative of the industry in Colorado?
I think so. I really think Colorado is loving it, and it's going well. The CDA, which is the Colorado Department of Agriculture, is monitoring the program. They do come around and do testing, and I think things really went well this last couple years. You know, it's been in place for, I think, 2 or 3 years now, and it's going well. They're continuing it. The revenue is there. Farmers are succeeding. They're working on better equipment. Really, people are just trying to get more land to do it because they're seeing more and more uses for this. You know, really, it's a cash crop. that we've been missing out on for 80 years. And I think Colorado's going to take full advantage of it, and I think all the other states should follow suit.
I think that they will eventually. I know in Texas, Governor Abbott legalized the use of CBD for epilepsy, and it's pretty specific law. But I think that's probably going to be expanded here in the next few years. I know that there's a lot of people that go to Colorado for, I guess I call it hemp or marijuana treatment for different kinds of ailments. When I was in Colorado, most of the people that I met that were involved in treatment, medical treatment with marijuana, were not children, were not kids. They were all older people, adults, not only just adults, but we're talking about the senior citizens, the gray hairs. That's what you see mostly in most of the recreational marijuana shops, at least at the border.
And, I actually didn't even know about a topical cream for my knee until I had my knee surgery and I was going to my gym, and this little old lady, her name was Joanne, and she's like, "Oh, I got a cream for your knee. Let me put it on you." And it was a cannabis cream, and she got me hooked on that for my knee, and it really helped, and she's got everybody on the gym using it.
Well, it CBD seems to be, I guess for a best description, I seem to call it it soothes the nervous system more than anything else, and it allows the nervous system to repair itself, and I think that's how the CBD really affects pain in as far as a topical application, because from what I've read about it, it almost it causes the brain to create new ways to understand your sensations.
Absolutely.
But here we go again. You know, Mackenzie, this has really been a wonderful hour here, and I hope that you'll join with me again for another discussion about this. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, this is Captain Fred. We'll be back next week.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.